Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the line, Dr. Hector Cabrera, co-medical director, LCMC Health Urgent Care. He's a board-certified family medicine doctor, and he's going to tell us about a new test. Dr. Cabrera, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Norman. Happy to be here.
Thank you, sir. So I thought I heard about this Abbott ID Now apparatus during some of the press conferences last evening. I believe it to be the same thing. Tell us what this does and what it really means for us.
It is a game changer for us at the ground level. I'm medical director of the LCMC Urgent Cares on the West Bank. And for us, knowing right then and there if a patient is positive or negative for coronavirus makes a huge difference. Huge difference in the management of their symptoms and their care. We can now be more aggressive. If they're negative, we can be more aggressive with their sinus infection, their bronchitis, even their pneumonia. The treatment might be totally different than if they're COVID positive. And also for healthcare workers, Newell, it's helped us tremendously. Just in the first day or two that we started testing these people, it's been able to help us get some healthcare workers back to work because they spiked a fever, had some symptoms, were tested immediately negative. Their other diagnosis, the cause of the fever, was figured out, clarified, treated aggressively. They're able to get back to work a lot sooner.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. This piece of apparatus, this machinery, was used for other viruses in running of tests, correct?
Correct, Newell.
This is a new test kit?
Yes, it's a new test kit that was developed. Abbott is the name of the company. The machine where the test kit runs was exhibited by the president in one of his conferences. It's a small white machine, smaller than a shoebox. But we have been using it in our facilities, for a long time to run flu and strep. The technology is similar. It's similar. It detects pieces of the virus, fragments of the RNA, the RNA of the virus. It's a nucleic acid test. Same technology, but kit specific for this coronavirus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Made first available, obviously the highest priority was to get these tests to the hospital so the sickest of the sick can have access to this rapid technology. And then the urgent cares, nursing homes are probably the next priority. I think we were some of the first ones to get it because we had the machines already. We just needed the kits, and we're longstanding customers with Abbott.
Doctor, the ramp up for this and the test kits, what do we anticipate from a supply chain standpoint?
I'm sure that it is limited, but we're optimistic as more is expected to come. Our initial offering was limited for the reasons that I explained before. The highest priority is for the hospitals. But there's a tremendous need for this in our urgent cares and in our nursing homes. I totally agree with that being the second priority. I think it's more tests are definitely coming. We've been promised maybe 1,000 more tests just in our market coming this week. And so we should be able to expand our criteria as the testing availability happens. Now, the other impact of this, Newell, of having, the hospitals having more rapid tests, some hospital systems are going to in-house testing. It's decompressing the commercial labs that have been doing the testing. The
Very
long wait, the
too.
Long time. Yes, that's important because for the rest of the community or people that may not fall into that, the CDC's criteria of the highest risk. So hospitalized patients, healthcare workers may be in category one, according to the CDC's criteria. Category two may include patients with symptoms that are at high risk for the severe form of this disease, you know, with those illnesses that we've heard about that put them at risk, suppress their immune system or put them at risk for having that high disease, or sick healthcare workers. And then category three are members of our community that have the symptoms, may have the illness, but don't necessarily work in the healthcare field, don't have those other illnesses that put them at high risk. That's category three. So as the availability of these kits expands, we'll be able to expand our criteria down to that level three. But the yeah. good news for those other patients is that as LabCorp, Quest, the private commercial laboratories that have been doing these tests and have had great backlog because of the need, they'll be decompressed and they'll be able to process our test more rapidly. And I've already begun to see that, Noel. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely. We're talking to Dr. Hector Cabrera, co-medical director, LCMC Health Urgent Care. One of the things, too, doctor, is that your folks are familiar with the machine, so it's not like they have to be re-educated or retrained as to the process. And Abbott, you know, obviously they make this, you know, they are the manufacturers of this, and obviously they have the capacity to increase that production for the machine. And because it's molecular in nature, just like it is with strep, you know, with the RNA and everything else, it's not something completely out of the ordinary in the way that this processes the test. Would I be correct in those assumptions?
Yes, no. That was well stated.
Well, thank you so much. Final thoughts, Dr. Cabrera?
Oh, I just want to tell you how proud I am of our healthcare community on the West Bank. You know, they say that, you know, in times of crisis, your true character comes out. And that most of us will remember the why, you know, why we entered this field. And I tell you from direct firsthand experience of seeing our staff in the urgent cares, our staff in the nursing homes on the West Bank, our staff at West Jefferson Medical Center, I can't be more proud. They've heard the bell and they've answered it.
Absolutely.
And I think that these rapid tests is an additional tool that will help us combat this this virus a little bit more effectively. If we know right away if someone is positive, we can really enforce stricter self-isolation criteria and maybe prevent them from exposing someone else. They might have been a little bit more lax if there was that uncertainty and they were waiting a week to 10 days to get their result.
Yeah, and appropriate as well in doing so. Let me ask you one other question, doctor, more of a curiosity on my part. As more and more patients have presented with the coronavirus, and we know that there's the underlying issues of comorbidity, are we challenged with the appropriate drugs, the supply of drugs and everything that we need to deal with the hypertension, the diabetes, and all of those other issues? Because we're probably seeing a lot of patients that typically are not in the mainstream of healthcare day in and day out managing those issues very well.
You know, gosh, there's so many layers to my response to that. You know, first, I would say that in the urgent care, my practice is beginning to change a little bit from those initial symptoms almost all patients with initial symptoms just wondering if they had coronavirus, COVID or not. Now I'm seeing a lot of patients that maybe have been diagnosed with the illness coming back for persistent cough or secondary infections. So it's beginning to shift to a higher percentage of patients that may have the disease and then treating mild or moderate disease and treating those secondary infections. I haven't noticed the other impact that you mentioned, those other illnesses, because, you know, coronavirus didn't make those other problems go away.
Right.
And one thing that we're recognizing from experience in New York in particular is that morbidity for those other illnesses are increasing because people are afraid to seek out timely medical care. And so they may be waiting a little bit longer with that bad urinary tract infection or that bad strep throat and allowing it to progress to severe disease. And then presenting to the hospital that's already stressed at late stages of those disease instead of going to their primary care doctors and getting or urgent cares and getting treated timely. And so there's efforts. I see efforts in our community to try to address that, to try to increase availability of that primary care and urgent care, those initial layers of our healthcare system that can prevent those severe illnesses and continue to help our hospitals decompress. Primary care doctors are starting to use a lot more virtual visits and telemedicine. Within the urgent care, we're developing strategies where we have COVID-related illnesses, fever, respiratory illnesses seen in some locations, and then non-COVID-related, so-called clean clinics developed to try to see the other problems. So people have a place where they can go seek that early care without the fear of being exposed to coronavirus.
Well, Doc, you did a great job of unwinding all of those layers, and there's a challenge at every single last one of you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your insight. Appreciate the update. And most importantly, if you would thank all of your peers and all of the nurses and everyone in healthcare, on behalf of our listening audience, thank them for what they're doing.
Will do, Noel. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Hector Cabrera, co-medical director, LCMC Health Urgent Care. About the Abbott ID Now, COVID-19 molecular test, just recently deemed safe and effective by the FDA and given the fast-track approval for, as part of its emergency use authorization program. A lot of things moving fast, very dynamic, very fluid. Very exciting news. Operationally, this, as Dr. Cabrera pointed out in his original comment, game changer. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.